What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great time!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
What up, and welcome back to another episode of Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. Back at it with another episode once again. Back at it with just myself this week. Currently recording this at October 21st, 7:36. PM. Currently have the Rockets and Thunder NBA game in front of me. Tip off for that. Hockey is on ESPN, and it's really interesting to see NBC doing and Mike Tirico doing the NBA. But I think we all know what we're here for. We're here for the NFL, and I will dive right into it. Man, I had the pleasure of watching that whole Thursday night football game, and I had Aaron Rodgers and Jamar Chase. And if you know me, you know I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers guy, and I love that game. You know, like I said earlier, the point of Pittsburgh's team is to stop guys and score about 20-plus points, around that, maybe a little less, and win every game. And then, you know, when Pittsburgh's defense just didn't step up. So how can you give 33 points, you should really never win on the road. However, Aaron Rodgers played pretty well, and they got 31. Flacco looks good. It's just Flacco and Aaron Rodgers are what I do in my Madden franchise, and I just sit in the pocket and just in shotgun and just throw it and don't run the ball. That's really what it is. Obviously, the Steelers do a great job running the ball with Arthur Smith because he had one of the top running offenses in the league in Atlanta. It was a pretty good game. Fantasy-wise, it was incredible. I think, you know, Chase Brown's probably one of the bigger busts this year, especially some people took him very high. Again, it's kind of tough, though, with Joe Burrow getting hurt, so it's really tough to label guys as a bust. But he's not even efficient with Joe Flacco, and they're putting up 33 points. I would not be too ecstatic about that pick anyway. Los Angeles and Jacksonville, I had a longer Saturday night like I usually do before the London games and woke up and was watching Jaguars get their ass kicked. I mean, that was really bad. Shout out to Travis Hunter, though. He had a good game. But when you're down 28 points, you're going to get force-fed the ball. Really, I thought Kyron Williams had a better game. But, man, shout out Stafford throwing 5 touchdowns. And, you know, you can hate on me for saying not to take Davante Adams and Puka Nacua. But I was just, you know, when guys have injuries in preseason, it really concerns me. I was concerned about Stafford. I guess that back thing, honestly, was just rest. Or he's just power through it and nobody knows it. But also, every one of these guys is powering through stuff at this point, so I don't really even know what to say. New Orleans and Chicago. Chicago is just the better team. They should have won that game, and they actually did win that game. Chris Olave is pretty solid. It's very interesting to see if he gets moved because he has one more year left on his deal. It's a pretty cheap deal, right? Obviously, he's a talented receiver when he's on the field. You could maybe get a low-end first-round pick for him. I doubt that, but you know, you could definitely get a second for him. I think anything under a second is ridiculous, so I'm really curious to see how that goes. Swift ran the ball really well. Also, Chicago had this new guy, which I need to pull up his name. I'm switching to the better NFL graphic. They had this new guy called Kyle Managi, 81 yards, 13 carries. Although Swift had 19 and 124 in a touchdown. He got the ball a lot. I think it was just one of those things that was against the Saints. That was their game plan. I wouldn't bang on in the future. I think it's a guy to stash on your bench because I don't think anybody on the waivers is going to be high for him, and no one's going to be high for Tua Tagovailoa when he threw three picks. That was really bad. Achan's playing really good football, no matter what you say. Achan's obviously not going to go anywhere. He's not going to go to Seattle. Those rumors are stupid. I don't get those rumors. They make no sense whatsoever. I think Waddle's gone. I think it's going to be a fire sale in Miami, and the only thing you can really do with the Dolphins team is you have to ride with Tua and fire Mike McDaniel. It's, you know, Mike McDaniel's probably a great coordinator, right? But probably not the best coach. They push so much money back. Jalen Phillips. Oh, man. I mean, oh, this is really bad. They push so much. Tyreek Hill's gone. I'll tell you that. Bradley Chubb's probably gone. They push so much money back. They don't have that much salary cap space. They're under the salary cap next year. This team has a really, really bad future, and they're not headed anywhere nice. So they're going to get rid of Mike McDaniels. You can't get rid of Tua, right, because his contract's so expensive. And he's the scapegoat. He's taking the downfall for this. Tua looks awful. But Tua, you really cannot cut him until after next year and save money. So Tua Tagovailoa is the quarterback for the next year and a half of the Miami Dolphins franchise, whether you like it or not. So it's a bad football team, but A-Chain is definitely playing. Judkins, man, he's great. I said if he stayed at Ole Miss, he probably could have been a higher pick than Ashton Gentry. He's better than Ashton Gentry running behind a not so good. It's a good offensive line, but Raider. Technically, the Browns should be the worst team, but I think honestly they are the better team than the Raiders. Dylan Gabriel, as long as they're winning games, he's saying I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. I don't think he's efficient. I think he's a career backup. However, Cleveland has the worst front office in the league. I could go on and on. I honestly could do a whole podcasting episode about that, but I don't think anybody wants to listen to that. Drake May, he's a fish man. Great, great quarterback in the future. Shout out Josh Dobbs stepping in for a little. I don't get why you take a running back 35th overall to give him two carries in week 8 and have the guy who usually fumbles a lot, Ramondre Stevenson, playing a lot, but you also paid him a lot of money, Ramondre Stevenson. So that was a really bad pick by the New England front office. And I guess Antonio Gibson tore his Achilles, if I'm wrong. But then there's this guy named Terrell Jennings on the Patriots who is getting more carries than Travion Henderson. So this pick is such a bad pick. Like, I can't even explain to you how bad of a pick this is. Like, this just makes me mad with how bad of a pick this was by the New England Patriots. And I don't care if somebody comes back in 2 years or if I somehow get a broadcasting job and explain to me, I'm going to say this back pick if he goes off. This is a bad pick because you picked this guy in the second round, 35th. No, he wasn't 35th overall. 38th overall. And there's guys around him who should be playing. Like, Mason Taylor could have been a good pick. Tyler Shaw's a bad pick. I think this guy TJ Saunders is making an impact. Isarari, the guy on the Cowboys, is making an impact. Terrence Ferguson's probably going to make an impact at some point. Demetrius Knight, I think, is making an impact. I've heard him. Nick Scrodden's playing for Carolina. I mean, what are they doing? Like, seriously, what went through your mind in that pick? That pick makes no sense. Also, RJ Harvey pick is going to be very interesting because he's starting to get the ball more. But we're not transitioning that. We're transitioning to Titans. Oh, man, the Titans are a bad football team. They are a really bad football team. They should be 0-7. The only thing I'm going to say about the Titans is I said to Ben this week, the only way to save that franchise right now is to hire like a guy like Mike McCarthy. And I'm not going to say Mike Vrabel and be a smart ass about that, but I think the best way of saving that franchise is hiring a veteran coach. Doug Peterson, Mike McCarthy, because you want your quarterback to get developed, and Doug Peterson has developed Trevor Lawrence. Mike McCarthy was great with Dak Prescott. I get Dak Prescott's a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. But that's how you save the franchise here. And they should have kept Vrabel. They never should have got rid of Vrabel. I don't know if he didn't want to go through a rebuild. He also then sat out a year and went to the Patriots. The Patriots were not a good team when he signed them. So I don't know what to say on that. Ashton Gentry, like I said, it was not a bad pick with where Ashton Gentry was taken. It was a bad pick for the Las Vegas Raiders because the Las Vegas Raiders were not a good football team when he was picked. And Brock Bowers is the bust this year. I know he's hurt, but still. Patrick Mahomes playing great football. I don't think he deserves an MVP anyway. I think Baker had one bad game of shower. Rashee Rice on the ball. Kelsey, solid enough game. He did that 44-yard reception. Xavier Worthy, I don't even know if he's really worth playing. He's touchdown dependent at that point. That pick was a little disappointing when Travis Kelsey hurt his own player. He didn't even shake it off. Jalen Hurts played great football. Excellent football. Devontae Smith was awesome. So was A.J. Brown. And Saquon seems a little banged up. There's no way he's not doing what he did last year. It's pretty much the same offensive line besides Mekhi Becton being gone. However, the Vikings, I don't think the two picks for one of them was should have been a third down arm punt, and I think it was, but it may have been second down. So Wentz was inefficient in the first half, and he really locked in the second. Jordan Mason, obviously, like I said, he's going to be the guy over Aaron Jones. Been saying that for a while. I just think he's playing great football. I didn't realize he was going to come back and do this well. So shout out Jordan Addison. He's playing great ball. Obviously, Justin Jefferson, 12.9 points is not a lot, but 5 catches, 79 yards is really sweet. Panthers and Jets, oh, man. Bryce Young's going to be out this week. Might as well flush Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle down the toilet, man. Rico Dowdle is such a better running back, and I said a while ago that Chuba Hubbard contract is so bad. I cannot explain how bad that deal was. And people clowned on me for it. This guy deserves it. This guy deserves it. He's not a good running back. Get him out. He's not good. Stop giving money to running backs who don't deserve it, like Ramondre Stevenson and Chuba Hubbard. Ted McMillan, bad game. He'll be fine. Xavier Leggett, good game. He's got to watch with Andy Dalton, too. I think he can do really well with Andy Dalton. Fields is not a good quarterback. Been pushing that narrative for a while. Not a good quarterback. Breece Hall is going to get traded. Mason Taylor, he's playing good ball, dude. He could be a sneaky pick around next year, next few years. He's playing good ball. I think he's from LSU. Dart, he's great, man. Dart's great. Shout out Tyron Tracy getting that big run, 31-yard run in the end zone. Wandell Robinson is a start if Jackson Dart is playing. 100%. And this Theo Johnson guy, they have these. I think he's their second or first string tight end. It looks like he's a second because I think Bellinger's first. He's playing great ball too. So those two guys are guys to play in this offense. New York's got to start winning games on the road. And four, they should have won that game. I'm not going to go into detail about that. Dobbins very efficient. Just one of those things where Bo Nix is taking touchdowns. It's tough. But he's better than R.J. Harvey. He's more efficient, obviously. Well, R.J. Harvey had four carries for 0 yards. He's the receiving back. Dobbins is not going to get much receiving work, which stinks. So he's kind of touchdown dependent now. Bo Nix, man, great game. In one of my leagues, he had 40. He's averaging 40, so that's pretty good. Colts and Chargers. Daniel Jones just playing great ball. Great ball. Ty Warren, probably one of the best picks of the year. I should have taken him, but I didn't because I always get fragile on those picks. Jonathan Taylor, absolutely excellent. Very efficient. One of the best picks of the year. Pittman's playing good ball. Alec Pierce, he had his good game and just great. Colts are a great team, and they prove in the last few weeks. I know their stretch gets harder, right? They got Tennessee next week, and they got the Steelers. This team could be 9-1 going into Arrowhead, and that game should get flexed to Sunday Night Football because that's excellent. And they play the Texans and Jaguars. Ooh, this team is going to be 13-4 and most likely the number one seed in the AFC. Herbert threw the ball efficiently. You wish Ladd would do a little bit. I guess he got 15 targets, but this Oronde Gosden, the second guy, is catching my eye. He is a tight end from Syracuse, and he is playing excellent ball. He's way better than Will Disley and all these guys, and that guy is a guy to start playing in your league. Keenan Allen, he is great. He's still got it. He's going to fade at some point, but shout out Quentin Johnson getting the end zone. All those guys should be plays in a high-scoring game, especially if they play a team like the Chiefs or something like that. Cowboys and Commanders, I thought the boys were going to get done. The boys absolutely did get done. Looks like Jaden Daniels is going to be out this week, so maybe you play Zach Ertz. Maybe you don't. Kind of stinks Zach Ertz for you. Dak's playing great ball. Javonte Williams is running the ball excellently. CeeDee Lamb is playing great. George Pickens is great. And Ferguson is always in the end zone every time I look up. Packers and Cardinals. The Packers should be such a better team than they are. They're just not playing like it, but they're winning games, so it's tough. And you know why they're not winning games more than they should? Because Jordan Love is not an NFL quarterback. He is not a good quarterback. I'm going to be putting that in your head. He is not the answer in Green Bay, but they're going to keep him because he's under contract too long. And I just don't get impressed with Jordan Love when I watch Jordan Love. And he wins games, but I just am not impressed. I'm really not impressed. Shadow Boy Fitz having a catch. Matthew Golden's playing well. That offense is so tough. I guess the only guy you really can depend on is Kraft. I wish Golden was doing better, but we'll see. Trey McBride, man, he is the tight end one. What a pick if you had him this year. Him and Tyler Warren will be battling that out. Falcons and 49ers. Penix looked banged up. I'm not going to say play Kirk, but if he's really banged up, yes, play Kirk. J.D. Bertrand played some of the worst football I have ever watched. And I don't normally say that. He was awful. He looked lost. He looked like we called him up from Penn State's practice squad to come and play this game. He was awful. Awful. He was. I can't explain how many times I'm like, okay, that play was awful. What is JD Bertrand doing? This guy is awful. What is he doing? All this stuff. He was so bad. Penix was not good. I saw a stat today because, you know, I'm in the Falcons fan page world, so I see a lot more than I should. Penix was the fastest ball carrier in that game on Sunday. Get out of the pocket. Run. Run the ball. Lower your shoulder. We did that week one. Maybe his ankle's messed up. I didn't know he had an ankle brace until I saw on the broadcast. I didn't see that all week, and I pay so much attention to it. Pitts is playing great, man. Shout out Kyle Pitts. Pitts is playing great. Bijan, he's still obviously the best fantasy running back. 20 points is still great. Pitts is playing great ball. Mooney, hopefully he stays a little bit healthy. Falcons need to find a wide receiver 3. Maybe they're old Casey Washington. Who knows? I feel like we don't do midseason trades. CMC, though, great game. Got to hand it to him. He ran the ball so efficiently. So efficiently. I can't even explain it. He was incredible. Baker just had a bad game. Kadon had a good game. Abuka was banged up. It looks like he played 3. He still had 12 targets. Not worried about that at all. Just one of those games in the National Football League where you just get out-coached. It's a tough game going to Detroit on the road. I feel like Tampa never wins in Detroit on the road. They'll be fine. I still think Baker's fine. Threw the ball 50 times. Just looked off. And it's kind of weird when you have all these great receivers and Mike Evans, Abuka, and Chris Godwin, and none of them are playing. Like, or Abuka's playing, but he's not playing great. So you give it to Kadon. Tez Johnson plays great ball, but when your normal wide receiver four has to step up and be the wide receiver one, it's tough. And Gibbs just ran the ball too well. Amon-Ra just was really good. Gibbs played great. Montgomery, he's got to get an end zone at some point, but who knows. Goff just plays good football. That one pick was really bad. That's really all I got. I'm concerned about Zach Charbonnet. In the couple drives I watched in the highlights, I didn't watch the whole highlights. Kenneth Walker's on the 7. He was running them on the 7. He got down to the 1, and they brought Charbonnet in. He's the goal line back. It's tough, but you got to do it. They keep saying it's the game plan every week, so they're going to switch it in and out. I don't think that makes sense at all. I don't really agree with that. What do I know? Cooper Kupp's done, too. He's done. I don't know. I guess he was just really got it going that one year, and teams got so much film on him, they figured it out. But he's doing well. Nico Collins probably wasn't a good pick. There was Stroud. It's just, Texans are back to being the Texans, and Schultz played good ball. But I don't really know what's up with Houston. I guess Stroud got sacked 3 times. I wouldn't say that's awful. They just were really good, and you know, teams just catch up to him. You may see what's his name? It's not DeMarco Helms. It's in the Falcons. It's D'Amico Ryans. We'll see how he is. That's something interesting to watch. Kamari Lassiter, 10 tackles. Oh, he's a cornerback? Shadow Lassiter. It's a dog. Yeah, so it's interesting. We'll see how Houston is. Maybe if they get a couple early round picks, they can get stuff going again. I think they have Washington's second round pick, too. So Texans can get back to it a little bit. They're going to pay Stroud, but that's something really interesting to watch. Defenses I like this week, I like the Chargers. I like the Falcons. I like the Bengals. I like the Patriots. I love the Eagles. I like the Bills. Ravens off the bye. Niners. Bucks. Colts for sure. Packers. And give me the Chiefs. 6 teams on bye this week, so it's a very heavy bye week. Those teams are the Lions, Raiders, Rams, Cardinals, Seahawks, and Jaguars. Thursday Night Football, Vikings at Chargers. I think the Vikings would outcoach Chargers here and the edge rushers. I think Joe Alt's back, so I'll take the Chargers. Dolphins and Falcons, I'll take the Falcons for sure. Jets and Bengals. Give me the Bengals. Give me Flacco. Browns and Pats. Give me the Pats and a close one at home. Giants and Eagles. Give me the Giants. Bills and Panthers, I'll take the Bills. Bears and Ravens. Give me the Ravens. Niners and Texans. Texans are favorite at home. They're always favorite at home for a reason. I'll take the Texans. Buccaneers and Saints. Give me the Bucks. Only 3.5. It's really interesting to watch. Cowboys and Broncos, I will take the boys on the road. Titans and Colts. Give me the Colts. Packers and Steelers. Give me the Steelers at home. Commanders and Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. We're getting to the point where there's a ton of bye weeks, so I feel like my episodes are a little bit shorter. If you got any questions, feel free to reach out or DM me. Like always, I'm your favorite host. I will be posting an Auburn, Arkansas recap on my Instagram story next week that I'll be doing. Make sure to tune into that. And if you tune in this far, thank you very much. And like always, we will see you next time.